And welcome, Connie Reagan Green here with another episode of Prestabilius, Excellence in Marketing. Today we're going to talk about marketing. And the question is, are marketers born or made? I'm asked this on a regular basis. Many people come to me, they want help with marketing in one way or another, and they feel that they don't have a background in marketing, they're not used to doing it, and that perhaps it's too late for them, that if they were a marketer already, they would have been born with marketing skills, and it isn't possible to become a marketer. Well, there are many schools of thought on this, but with my experience, you can definitely become a marketer. So you don't have to be born with certain skills. However, I will add to this that you already have marketing skills, things that you were born with, things that you experienced as a child that turn you into a marketer, sometimes kind of automagically. I love that word, automagically, because of who you are deep down inside. So let's talk about that. Marketing is sales and selling, persuasion, finding commonality with others, building relationships. So think about your personality, your traits and habits and characteristics starting when you were a young child. Did you naturally have it in you to persuade? Most of us worked very hard on our persuasion skills with our parents, with family members, with adults, older siblings, neighbors, acquaintances from church or other activities in the community. I know with me, I worked overtime trying most of the time unsuccessfully to persuade my mother to allow me to do certain things. I started out by using the example that somebody I knew, a friend, a classmate, someone down the street, they were doing it. Their parents let them do it. And she said what perhaps many mothers said. I don't know. I've never really thought about this. But she would say, just because someone's jumping off a building, do you want to be the one to jump after them? And of course, you would say an emphatic no. But then I would quickly go back to my argument. But their family's letting them do it. I want you to let me do it. I want to do that thing as well. Once in a while, I was successful with my persuasion. I don't know if it was because I wore my mother down or because my argument was truly a good one, had some solid validity in there somewhere, or if it was dependent upon what that something was. But I know that I worked very, very diligently at becoming very persuasive. What about sales skills? What about selling? As a child, most of us have opportunities to sell something, to raise money for a school, for a church, for an organization. And I know initially I didn't want to do it. I didn't want to ask people that I didn't know very well, or even people that I knew well, I didn't want to ask them to buy something. I felt guilty asking them to spend some money on something that whatever group, usually it was my school trying to raise money, their fundraiser, and we were selling wrapping paper and candy and spaghetti dinner tickets, all kinds of things. I felt guilty looking back because I didn't believe in what I was selling. So as I got a little older, and I was perhaps junior high age, middle school age, as they call it now, so I was 12, 13, 14, I was willing and able and finally did a good job of selling things, whether I believed in them or not. And I remember with the wrapping paper, and they had it not only for Christmas and Hanukkah and winter holidays, but they also had it at other times of the year. I would tell the person, I would say, the school really needs the money. We want to do a field trip. We want to have a science fair. We want to work on a project. We just don't have money. So if you could please buy this wrapping paper, you could always give it to somebody else that might like it better than you will. So that became my argument, and it was good for spaghetti dinner tickets Or, because back then, I don't remember people saying that it had to be gluten-free, the pasta. But even for candy, all kinds of things, there were different companies. There was the World's Finest Chocolate. I don't know if you remember that one or not, but that was one that early on became a fundraiser. And I would say you could always give it as a gift. You could save it and give it as a gift later. That's when I found out that chocolate really doesn't last forever. That finally, even if it still might taste good, it doesn't look so good. It kind of takes on a different coloring, that kind of thing. But over time, I became better at sales and at persuasion. Finding commonality was something I learned as an adult. I started selling real estate when I was in my early 20s. And they would say, when you're working with someone, find commonality. Because early on, my question was, why will people allow me to help them find a new home or to sell the home they're currently in if I'm so much younger than they are and don't have real estate experience very much at all, just some personal experience and that's it? And the answer given to me by very smart people that I aligned myself with early on in my real estate career, the answer was, once you find commonality with people, they'll become your clients, and it won't matter how much experience you have. So commonality was, what is something that they're interested in that I'm also interested in? What's something that they're doing that I've also been doing? And that worked well for me. I can remember I used to play tennis very seriously, and finally I switched to racquetball. But with both of those sports, if I was connecting with people and I saw that somehow either they let me in the house, because I became a notary, so I was notarizing things for people to get to know them. And if I would see a tennis racket or sometimes even just a pair of tennis shoes, I would say, do you play tennis or racquetball? And then they would answer. And that was commonality. That worked very, very well. So I learned how to do that, and it made sense. Building relationships, not so much. It took me decades later, until I started my online business in 2006, for me to understand the importance of building relationships with people in order to have greater success with marketing to these people. How do you build a relationship? It's making a friend. And you may have heard, but we all heard as a child, or I did anyway, you have to be a friend to have a friend. Because I would complain again to my mother. I would say, no, but they don't want to be friends with me. And she would say, you have to be a friend to have a friend. And I interpreted that, I believe, in the correct way, in the proper way, in a way that worked. I interpreted that to mean I had to be nice to them and act friendly toward them for them to do that back with me. Because I'm an introvert, and I wasn't shy, but very introverted, which meant that I like doing things on my own. And that doesn't work so well if you're trying to make friends with other people, because you must be friendly with them and include them for them to have that feeling back that they want to include you as well. But again, I learned about these things. So I want you to think about, where are you now with your marketing? Have you ever thought about the idea of being born a marketer, a natural-born marketer, or the idea that it's something that you can learn later on in life? Both ways work. They do. And what are you willing to do to become better at marketing? Because marketing becomes the number one activity for success with an online business. Now, for me, I've come to love marketing so much that I will market when I have nothing else to do. I'll also market if I'm on a webinar or a teleseminar that somebody else is hosting, and I have some time, I'm able to be very creative with how I get my marketing out there. Lots of times it's on Twitter. I'm Connie Green on Twitter. Follow me and connect with me there if you want to see what I'm doing. I'm marketing there 24/7, 365, even though I'm only there for 10 or 15 minutes a day. Sometimes not that long, and sometimes not every day. It doesn't take long to market once you learn how to do it. I do a lot of email marketing. I market to my list 10 times a week. but only days that end with D-A-Y. I'm the marketing madwoman, self-proclaimed. So I'm going to share a current event with you in my life. I'm going to be buying a new car. And the last time I purchased a car was almost exactly 2 years ago, a little over 2 years ago now. And I knew what make and model I wanted. I just didn't know from within the model which of the various choices I wanted. But I drove onto the auto lot, the dealership, and parked my car right in front, right in the area where people would drive in if they were looking, shopping for a car. And there were a group of young men under a tree. They were getting shade. It was the middle of the day. It was sunny. They were getting shade. And one of them came out to greet me. And I said, oh, I said, it must be your turn. Because I sold cars long ago. And I know how it works, that it's your turn to have an up. An up is somebody that comes and you're up. It's like you're up at bat. And that person steps forward, extends their hand, and greets you, tells you their name, and asks you yours. And so this young man, and I say young man because he's probably, I'm going to say 21, 22, 23. And he put his hand forward, and I did shake it, even though we're still having a pandemic. I now was willing to shake his hand. I had my mask on, and he said, before he extended his hand, would you like me to put my mask on? And I said, no, it's all right. I said, I feel comfortable outside just with my mask. And so he put his hand out. I shook his hand. He told me his name is Alex. Now, this is the same dealership that I was at just over 2 years ago. And that's where I met a wonderful salesperson, also a young man, although not quite as young. His name is Angel. He's in his early 30s, and I've written about him. Such a wonderful, magical person. And I was used to how they did things at this dealership, even though over 2 years things have changed. There aren't very many cars in the lot, number one, and there aren't very many people working there. So things have changed because of the supply chain and things that I won't get into here. But I've been going through this process with him and with his manager, of course, and a very interesting process, and I'm enjoying it immensely. Most people will not tell you they enjoy the process of buying a car or a house or anything else, but I thoroughly enjoy it, and I tend to drag it out a little longer than necessary simply because I enjoy the interaction and learning what I can from it, and once in a while, adding a little tip or a strategy for the salesperson or people in front of me to help them with other deals, with other customers. So in this process, I'm looking and I'm seeing, you know, was Alex as a child, as a younger person, even younger than he is now, as a teenager, let's say, was he someone that was persuasive? I'm going to say probably yes, at least gently persuasive. Does he have a difficult time with sales? Does he have a tough time asking someone to buy? No, not at all. Finding commonality? Yes, he did that in a couple of different ways within the first 15 minutes, and I was very impressed, even though I didn't say anything to him. I will, because I haven't purchased the car quite yet. I'm dragging it on for another week to have more fun with it. But yes, he found commonality. Building a relationship? Yes. He has already taken that first step towards building a relationship with me that will last longer than just the purchase of this one automobile. And when I think about this, he's respecting my opinion, because I have very strong opinions about a lot of things, as you might, you know, expect, and with cars in particular. I let him know which colors were not colors that I was willing to drive, because right now it's very tough to get the exact make, model, style from within the model, and color that you want, which means you have to be more flexible. I told him I was indeed flexible up to a point. A couple of colors, I don't want a white car. I really don't like white. It shows dirt so quickly. So right away, he marked that on his computer. He was keeping track, and no, he won't try to sell me a white car. So very interesting how this all works. I want you to think about this. I want you to think about marketing. Think about it every time you interact with someone who's in a position to sell you something. Is it different if they're not earning commission? Probably, but it shouldn't be. It shouldn't be that way. I love going into retail stores, specialty stores, grocery stores, farmers markets, all kinds of places, and I like seeing the difference in behavior and actions of someone that will earn a commission for a sale or who's on salary or being paid hourly, and it won't make a difference if they make a sale to me or not. It's interesting at the farmers market where these are people who are independent owners of farms and other establishments, and they come in. Sometimes they have people that they've paid probably by the hour to work with them, to help them. Those people aren't as helpful many times. And so I will linger, and I'll try to make eye contact with the person that I believe is the owner of the farm. And then things change a little bit. Very interesting how this all works. But think about this when you go somewhere, because you know when you go somewhere, you know pretty much if that person is being paid a commission or a bonus or somehow they benefit when they make a sale rather than being paid the same amount at all times, whether they make a sale or not. So very interesting. So again, I'm Connie Reagan Green. Are marketers born or made? A little bit of each. The podcast is Prestabilious, Excellence in Marketing. I'll spell Prestabilious for you. PRAESTABILIS. It's Latin, and it means excellent, outstanding, extraordinary. What we all are striving to be with every word we say, with every step we take, with every action we move forward with, or not, words we don't say, and steps we don't take, actions that we don't move forward with. So be a person who goes the extra mile or extra kilometer and does the very best marketing that you can. Market to the very best of your ability. Everyone you come in contact with deserves that from you, and you deserve the results that you can get from being an excellent marketer. Visit my main site at ConnieReaganGreen.com, and please subscribe to Prestabilious Excellence in Marketing, and please leave me a review. I love connecting with you.